Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the 8th week in Ordinary Time, May 29th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the evangelist Mark, where he writes, "Early in the morning, as they were walking along, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots. Peter remembered and said to him, 'Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered.'" Early in the morning, as the light stretches itself across the waking world, the disciples notice what had once gone unnoticed. The fig tree, once full, once promising, now stands barren, withered to its roots. The Gospel of Mark tells us that Peter, startled, calls attention to it. "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." And in that simple observation lives a profound invitation for us. This is not merely a story about a tree. It's a story about the soul. There was once a small parish known for its beautiful garden. From the street it appeared lush, flowers blooming, vines climbing, greenery everywhere. Visitors would often pause and admire it, remarking how alive it seemed. But one year a drought came. At first, nothing seemed different. The plants still stood, leaves still green. But beneath the surface, something was changing. The soil had hardened. The roots had begun to dry, and softly, quietly, life was drained away. One morning the gardener walked through and noticed something unsettling. A plant that looked healthy snapped at the slightest touch. It had been alive in appearance only. Its roots had long since withered. The gardener wept, not because the plant had died overnight, but because it had been dying for a long time unnoticed. The fig tree in the Gospel today had leaves. In Scripture, leaves often signal life, even fruitfulness. But this tree bore no fruit. It had the appearance of vitality, but no substance. And this is where the Gospel presses gently, but firmly, on our hearts. It is possible to look alive in faith while being inwardly dry. We can maintain habits. We show up. We say the prayers. We speak the right words. Yet beneath the surface, something may be lacking. Trust that has grown thin. Love that has cooled. A heart that no longer expects God to act. Jesus does not curse the fig tree out of anger, but as a sign. He reveals what happens when life is disconnected from its source. Immediately after this moment, Jesus speaks about faith, faith that can move mountains. This is not a shift in topic. It is the key to understanding what just happened. The fig tree withered because it had no fruit. But fruit comes from roots, and roots draw life from what they are planted in. Faith is not about appearances. It's about where your life is rooted. Rooted in God, life flows even when unseen. Rooted in ourself, dryness creeps in, even if leaves remain. The warning is not harsh. It is merciful. Jesus is showing his disciples and us that a life disconnected from trust in God cannot sustain itself. This gospel quietly asks each of us, what is happening beneath the surface of my life? Not what do others see, not what do I project, but what is real? Is my prayer alive or routine? Do I still believe God can act in my life? Is my love growing or merely maintained? Because the truth is, withering rarely happens suddenly. It begins slowly, almost imperceptibly, when we stop drawing deeply from God. But here is the grace. Unlike the fig tree, we are not beyond renewal. God does not point out dryness to condemn. It is always to restore. Even a withered heart can live again through honest prayer, through surrender, through a renewed trust that God is still present. Where roots return to God, life returns. In the gospel, Jesus is not asking for perfection. He is asking for authenticity, a faith that is alive, rooted, and real. Better a small, living faith than a large, lifeless appearance. Better a humble heart that seeks God than a polished life that forgets Him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you see beyond appearances into the hidden places of our hearts. Where we have grown dry, restore us. Where we have lost trust, renew our faith. Where our roots have weakened, draw us back into your life. Give us a faith that is alive, not just in word, but in truth, not just in appearance, but in love. May our lives bear fruit that lasts, because we remain rooted in you. Amen. If you found a moment of grace in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each day when we take a look at one of the verses from the gospel that we shared at Mass and apply its deeper meaning to our life. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.